from a jack to a king. With no regret, I stacked the cards last night, and Lady Luck played her hand just right to make me king of your heart. For just a little while, I thought that I might lose the game. Then just in time, I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king. Jack to a king. From loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. That made me king of your heart.
It's time now for Sports Talk with Sergeant Scott. The latest in sports action from across the state. Sports Talk is brought to you by Coder & Associates, Fort Benton. They're your exclusive affiliates of Land Leader and exclusive partners with Safari Club International, Bluskin Motor Company of Great Falls, just over the hill from High Prices, and Stockman Bank Stanford. Personal, business, ag, real estate, loans, see branch manager Pal Becker for your banking needs. Now, let's head to the sidelines with Sergeant Scott.
Well, good morning from Big Sky Country Radio 560 KMON. It's now 13 minutes after the hour on Big Sky Country KMON and, of course, KMONAM.com. Scott Mance joins us with the Great Falls Tribune. Scott, great to see you again.
You bet, Sarge. Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, what a weekend of sports, huh? It was interesting. We can start with the Big Sky, I guess, as we talk about that. The Bobcats ran into some trouble with their defense again.
Well, both the Cats and the Grizz were on the road. Bobcats not only had trouble with Northern Arizona getting off to a poor start again down there in Flagstaff, the Cats had trouble even getting to Flag. I think last Friday they were all set to leave. They were on the tarmac, revving the engines to go, and they had to shut her down. They had an engine problem.
Yeah.
Had to come back, spend 4 hours back in the terminal. Ended up being 4 hours late to Flagstaff, missed their walkthrough. It's a long flight anyway. And, you know, Coach Ash isn't going to use that as an excuse, but it has to have some kind of a lingering effect. And once again, their defense is not playing championship football, and it's pretty hard to win consistently if your defense isn't getting some stops early in the ballgame. If you're playing from behind all the time, it's tough. But, you know, on the other hand, they've got an excellent offense. They're averaging 578 yards a game, Sarge, which is would be a school record if it held up by about 100 yards. Yeah. You know, they're ranked in the top five in the nation, FCS football, in several categories. Now, you look at the Grizz, that's a total different ballgame. They've got a staunch defense.
Yes, yeah. And they attack the ball so well defensively, I think. You know, the Grizz do. I just love the way that they swarm around the ball, and you just don't see that at the other end of the state as of yet. And I've said it before, and I even was talking to Coach Ash about this, is if a team can pass, we're in trouble. And he says, unfortunately, that is the case as of right now. We're working on that, but that is the case.
Montana State's playing a lot of young players, only had a couple starters returning from last year. They've got a lot of youth in their secondary. They've run up against some great receivers, too. You know, you can pin it on the secondary. I don't necessarily do that, Sarge. I think that probably the biggest problem they've got is putting consistent heat on the passer. Can't rush the passer. And, you know, this is a program that in the past few years has had guys like Brad Daly, you know, Dane Fletcher. guys that won national awards because of their ability to come off the edge as defensive ends and get to the quarterback. Can't do her this year. They've got a couple of real young linebackers who I think are going to be stars down the road. Mac Bignell out of Drummond, sophomore outside backer. Mm-hmm. Grant Collins from Bozeman is a freshman, redshirt freshman, middle linebacker. He's the son of Shane, who was a great Bozeman High and Arizona State player, and then he played for the Washington Redskins way back in the day. He's going to be a fantastic player, too, but he's not quite there yet. And they need some leaders on defense. You know, they get beat 49-41 down there. You score 40 points and put up about 600 yards, you think you're going to win ball games. But it's not happening for them. Now, the Grizz don't need that many points and that many yards. And their young quarterback, Chad Chalich, who came in and Brady Gustafson's been injured, is doing a fine job managing the game, making some plays with his feet.
He plays with a lot of confidence.
You bet he does.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
And he's not a sitting target back there. He can make some plays with his feet. They've got a good running game. True freshman came in last week at running back, scored a touchdown. We knew way back in July they were going to have great weapons at receiver, including Ben Roberts, you know, the Missoula Sentinel star, and, of course, Ellis Henderson and Jamal Jones. I mean, they've got guys out there who can go get the ball. And so the Grizzlies are doing well. They won last week on the road at UC Davis, never an easy task. And both teams are home this weekend. I look for them both to bounce back with pretty big victories. Grizzlies will play Weber State. Bobcats are home against Sac State. I think they should be solidly favored in both. I've got a little feature I'm going to plug Sarge for tomorrow. I talked to Caleb Kidder last night, former Helena Capital superstar lineman who's now wearing number 37 for the Montana Grizzlies. Yeah. And last week he had a pretty good game, an interception and a fumble recovery and a sack. For a defensive lineman, that's pretty noteworthy.
Yeah, it is very noteworthy. I don't know if Sac State is going to be a pushover for the Bobcats. They should be beatable, I would think, at home. I think you'll have a large crowd there again in Bozeman. The one thing I find interesting is when we travel from Montana, be it the Grizzlies or the Bobcats, you don't find the crowds attending the games like you do here in Montana. They just don't follow the teams quite as close as we do, I don't think.
Well, they don't. You know, yeah. They don't.
You don't have the crowds there that...
We're lucky to live in our state. You know, we're proud of our programs here, and the same goes for the Frontier Conference. We're proud of our college programs here. We don't have professional sports. You know, it's a big deal around here to be a Bobcat or a Grizzly or a Frontier Conference athlete, you know, and so we're not going to apologize for that. But in places like Sacramento, there's a little bit else of the stuff to do, probably.
Really? Yeah, suntan and go out and be on the beach, I guess. So, hey, as we know, it is playoff time in baseball. Major League Baseball is going on. Last night, the Cubs took on, of course, that other team from Pittsburgh. And thoughts on the game? That was a pretty interesting contest last night, of course.
Well, Jake Arrieta is a pretty good pitcher. You know, he bounced back a few years ago. He had elbow surgery, and, man, he's possibly headed for the Cy Young in the National League, although Zach Greinke might have something to say about that with the Dodgers. But he's outstanding. Cubs have got some good young hitters, and, you know, they kind of play baseball, Sarge, with a devil-may-care attitude. It just seems to me like they're not afraid of anything. They're not afraid of losing. They're just going out there and doing what they can.
We have a chance to go long distance live to Chicago and check in with a longtime Cubs fan. Amy Sanders joins us this morning. Amy, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Let's talk a little bit about your history and the Cubs. You and your family have been involved with the Chicago Cubs for a long time, haven't you?
Oh, since we were born, I think we were bleeding Cubby blue.
Talk about that a little bit. I know your dad was very involved in it, and there's going to be a little excitement going on in Chicago right now.
Oh, the city is completely buzzing. My dad actually grew up listening on the radio to the Cubs with my grandfather and then his great-grandfather. So we were always forced to listen to the games, and as we were young, it wasn't, you know, the most entertaining thing, but I think as we grew up, we became more entertained by it, and we didn't really have a choice if we were Cubs fans or not.
I kind of want to get people up to date here in Central Montana. Michael Early played here in Great Falls for the Great Falls Voyagers, which is, of course, an affiliated team with the other side of Chicago, the White Sox. And he recently got married to your sister, Lisa, which then they put me in touch with you. So I do appreciate the fact that you are on with us this morning and giving us the details out of Chicago. I would think it is citywide, if not that whole region, that, first of all, got to get rid of the goat. It is destiny because it was on the Back to the Future movie, and of course we got to just kind of continue to go into the playoffs. What is the feeling there in Chicago?
I mean, even the Sox fans, I think, are cheering for the Cubs. You can't hate on the Cubs.
Yeah.
You know?
That's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. Everyone's excited. You know, to be honest, I was a little disappointed by the amount of people that were in the streets last night. I thought it'd be a little bit more crazy, but it is just the wild card game, so you got to keep that in mind, I guess.
As far as getting tickets, I would assume it's almost impossible.
I mean, if you want to pay, you know, an arm and a leg for it and give your firstborn child, you can go to the game. But
yeah, I don't know if we want to do that or not. So talk about your feelings of the game last night as you watched it unfold. Obviously, it was very exciting. It really did have that playoff atmosphere, you know, with a couple of hits batsmen. You have our pitcher that gets hit, you know, and stuff. Talk about it from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it was really nice having that lead pretty much the whole game. You know, you didn't have to take deep breaths every inning, I guess. But to me, it was a really fast game. You know, they played really quickly through. You know, both pitchers had great games. You know, it's hard to pitch against Schwarber. He's just a power hitter. He's amazing. You know, he's going to hit anything that comes to him. So, you know, I think it was kind of a relaxing game almost. You know, it was exciting. There was never like a down moment except maybe when the bases were loaded, you know, and we had to get that out. But, you know, we got it.
Now look forward into Friday. Let's start talking about that a little bit. How do you see that matchup coming together?
You know, I like our odds against the Cardinals. It's going to be a good matchup, but it's going to be, you know, being in Chicago, there are a lot of Cardinal fans. My husband's from Springfield, Illinois, so most of that city goes south instead of north. But it's going to be a good matchup. It's exciting.
I would think so. Now, do you know of any special activities that are going on as far as getting leading up to the Cubs coming home? Are there certain things, parades or anything like that might be taking place?
Not that I know of, but I haven't watched the news or anything yet today. I'm sure there'll be, you know, they always have the helicopters following the buses and whatnot. And we live just a mile west of the field, so we get all the buzz from that.
Mm-hmm.
But
talk about Wrigley Field. Obviously, that's a lot of history right there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. The new renovations are amazing, too. They did a really nice job. But, I mean, there's no other ballpark like it. You walk in and you just get that feeling. You sit down and, you know, it seems like everyone in the stadium is cheering for the same team, whether they're got the other team's colors on or not. So.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot of history there with Chicago. And, of course, it's been a long time in the making. Obviously, 2003 is when they were in the playoffs last time, and the excitement is continuing to build. It would be nice to bring home the championship, bring home the trophy at the end of this, wouldn't it?
Well, don't jinx us.
Oh, I would never do that. I would never do that. Believe me, I followed this team for a long time. So
yes.
That is good.
Yes.
Amy, we appreciate the fact you spent some time with us this morning. Good luck. Have fun in Chicago, and, well, go Cubs.
Thanks. Go Cubbies.
I hear you. Amy Sanders joined us from Long Distance Live Chicago today. And, of course, as you might expect, there is a lot of excitement building there. Even last night when they were out, you know, they were taking shots back into Chicago, and how much fun that would be just to be a part of that.
Well, Sarge, I didn't know you were a long-suffering Cub fan.
Oh,
you
know,
they,
way back.
Of course, they win the World Series about every other year, don't they? When the last time was 1908, I think.
Yeah, they have not won in a while. So, yeah.
And 2003, it was Mr. Bartman's deal. I don't know that Moises could have caught that ball anyway, but I guess that's water under the...
Yeah, I hear St. Louis is offering him money to come to the games and stuff. So,
interesting yeah. That Amy said that they like their matchups matchup against the Cardinals. I don't like their matchup against the Cardinals. The Cardinals are the best team in the National League all year.
The big thing is look at those three teams, though. I mean, what a great season for all three of those teams, and two of them will be gone. They won't get to go on after this.
You're talking about...
the National League, the St. Louis Cardinals, Pittsburgh, and Chicago.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, this is, I think, their third year in a row. They've been ousted in the wild card game, and that's
yeah,
kind of too bad.
They haven't scored a run in 2 years.
You got to have a little luck in that one-game playoff. You know, I don't like that one-game playoff all that much, although I understand, you know, you've got time frame. You can't be playing double hitters, best out of three. Pittsburgh had their opportunities last night, had guys on running in scoring position twice, came up and hit the ball just sharply into double plays. Mm-hmm. You know, that third baseman for the Cubs,
who was an outfielder.
Not too shabby of a ball player.
Yeah,
you
know, pretty tough.
You got to admit, Sarge, the Cubs – okay, they've got some young players, but that deal with Chris Bryant sending him down after he hit about 15 homers or something in spring training and then keeping him down for six weeks hasn't hurt him. Guy's the rookie of the year for sure.
Yeah, Yeah, and their pitching has been good, I would say, until they get into the bullpen, and then it gets a little shakier and stuff. The difference with Pittsburgh is their bullpen is so strong. I mean, they were tough. And St. Louis was the same way. 101 wins, I think, St. Louis had, you know, this year. That's just unheard of.
So. Well, I'm glad you didn't bring up that Lou Brock trade. You know, I don't know if Amy would remember that, but that didn't work out so good for the Cubs and against the Cardinals.
We've
I don't know
a
if
lot
they've
of shaky things. So.
I don't know that the last time the Cubs met the Cardinals in the postseason. But I do think the Cardinals are destined probably for a Cardinal Royal World Series. That's what I'm thinking, Sarge. What do you think?
And that's what they're talking about. Yeah, I mean, Kansas City's tough, obviously. You know, they play tonight, I think, don't they?
Both of the ALDS American League Division Series get underway tonight. Their best of seven series. And the interesting thing to me about the Toronto Blue Jays is their manager, John Gibbons, actually born in Great Falls, the only, you know, manager ever to be born in Great Falls. He was an Air Force brat. He was here many, many years ago, only spent a few months in town, and then his family moved. I think he grew up in Texas or something. I got a chance to talk to John a few years ago when I was at a ball game, and his, you know, his family had nothing but good things to say about Great Falls. So there's a connection there with the Blue Jays.
You guys with the Tribune actually have a special event coming up here in the near future with a lot of Montana people that have gone on into the professional levels, right? You were talking, I believe, with the gal with ESPN.
Well, we've got something that we announced last week that we're very, very excited about. Yeah. June 18th, we were having our first Montana Sports Awards Banquet. And we're going to honor high school athletes throughout our area, North Central Montana. Every athlete who's been nominated throughout the school year for our Athlete of the Week contest, we always have those nominations in the newspaper on Monday, and people can vote online. Everyone who's nominated is going to be honored at that, at this banquet. And Jamie Sire, who graduated from Great Falls High a few years ago in Washington State, and she's now a Sports Center anchor, she's on every morning from 7 to 9, Tuesday through Friday. You can catch her. She's going to be coming back home, and we'll be our guest speaker. And we're pretty excited about this thing. We're going to have a lot of special awards that we hand out that day. It's going to be a brunch, so it won't be an all-day deal. It's a Saturday, and we're really looking forward to this. Benefits Health System is on board as our signature sponsor, and it's something that we're trying to connect even more with our community and with high school athletes and show them the admiration and appreciation of our community.
Yes. And that's part of why we teamed up together with this, because we're on that same page, is highlight those kids. And obviously, you will see, as you talk about, a lot of these kids that are involved in sports go on to do great things. Then they come back and help that community back out again. And that's exactly what you guys are doing.
That's right.
It's awesome.
We're proud of them.
Yes, it's very good. Hey, we will continue with Sports Talk, talking about the kids. We have the CMR football players, or a few of them here. We'll visit with them in just a little bit as they celebrate homecoming. And they've got kind of a big game coming up Friday night. We'll talk with those folks in just a little bit as we continue Sports Talk right here on 560 KMON.
This is Powell Becker of Stockman Bank in Stamford. Harvest is wrapping up and fall seeding and shipping are just around the corner. At Stockman Bank, we know how busy Montana farmers and ranchers are this time of year and what it takes to get through it successfully. Whether you need an operating line, equipment, livestock, or have plans to expand, we have a full line of lending services that we can customize for you. Our rates are competitive and loan turnaround time is quick. Call or stop in at any one of our area offices, or we can come to you. Stockman Bank, Montana banking pure and simple, member FDIC.
Bleskin Motors, just over the hill from high prices. Tom Bleskin joins us and tells us about doing business the way you want it done.
Doing business is the way that you want to be treated. Come into a place, get treated how you want to be treated. No games, no gimmicks, just, you know, what works for you.
At Bleskin Motors, interest rates right now are some of the lowest rates that you may find ever.
1.99%, that's right. Some of the lowest rates of our time than probably we'll ever see, and I think rates are probably going up, so now's the time to jump in and get probably the best rates ever.
Are there different options to financing vehicles?
There are several ways to finance a vehicle. We have 13 different finance sources that we use currently now with tons of options. So if you're not sure if you can get financed, come down, give us a try. Real good at doing what we do. We got a great finance department, and they're really good at helping out. Hi, this is Tom Bleskin. At Bleskin Motors, we truly care about your situation, and we will do the best of our ability to make your experience the best it can be. Call us at Bleskin Motors, 771-4691.
Just over the hill from high prices, Bleskin Motors. When you close your eyes and imagine the property of your dreams, do you see majestic fields or maybe the crackling of the fireplace and the warmth and smell like nothing else can give but a country home? Corder & Associates has the qualifications and experience to be invaluable in assisting you with buying or selling the finest sporting properties as well as legacy farms and ranches. See their current listings at corderandassociates.com or call 406-622-3224 to discuss the future of your dreams. Your trusted real estate experts.
Hey, I'm Scott Manch with the Great Falls Tribune. We're back with Sports Talk. Jim Sargent and I, we're talking high school football this morning. We've got three members of the CMR Rustler football team in with us, Carl Tucker, Lane Jensen, and Walker McAllister. Boys, welcome to the show. We've got Carl on first. He's a fine receiver. And Carl, how are you feeling?
Good. How are you?
Really good. Really good. Tell me about how the Rustlers are going to bounce back. They've got Kalispell Glacier tonight, Friday night, coming off a tough game at Helena Capital last week.
Yeah, it was a rough game last week offensively.
Yeah, it was a tough game last week offensively. We didn't play too sharp, but hopefully we're bouncing back. This is a big week for the school, the program, and it's a big tradition at CMR with homecoming coming around.
I know that there's a lot of extra stuff that a guy has to worry about during homecoming week. Does that provide a distraction, or is that not a big deal?
Maybe to most it's a distraction. It's always a big game. A lot of people come out with all the homecoming decorations, the parade, the dance after the game. So hopefully guys stay focused during this game.
Well, Carl, since we talked to you last, you've got kind of a new position. You're playing out on the edge as a receiver, and you feel a bit more comfortable there.
Yes, sir. It's my natural position, playing out as a receiver. We got a great quarterback, Lane Jensen, really stepped in, cool, calm, and collected. He's been playing really well for us.
Well, let's talk to Lane for a second. And Lane's a junior. He's a quarterback there for the Rustlers and stepped in a few weeks ago and has really made an impact having a good season, Lane.
Yeah, it's been pretty fun. I got a lot of help on the offense, and Andrew Grindy, Carl Tucker, Walker here. All the guys make plays. When they get the ball in the hand, they can take it to the house. So that helps out a lot.
Now, what about last week, Lane, against Helena Capital? Was their defense, did they surprise you a little bit or do a few things maybe you didn't expect?
The D front was real physical, and that just disrupted everything. I don't think we were quite ready for it. Maybe came in a little overconfident, but that's not going to happen again with us. And we've been working hard all week and getting back to the basics, so it's going to be a good game.
You feel like the locker room is together and really committed to finishing the season strong?
For sure. We're a close group of guys, and everybody gets along, and there's a lot of camaraderie throughout the program, so I don't think worry about that at all.
Well, you talked about some of the weapons. We've got another one here with Walker McAllister. Let's talk to him for a second. And Walker's a tight end for the Rustlers, and welcome to the program there, Walker.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What would you say about being able to bounce back and about this Kalispell Glacier defense? I'm assuming you've watched them on film quite a bit here the last few days.
Yes, sir. They have some experienced guys from last year who are ready to play, and our offensive line, we got a little inexperienced, but I think we're excited and we're ready to bounce back.
What about Glacier that makes them so strong? Last year they were undefeated, averaged about 50 points a game, outscored the opposition, I think, by an average of 5 touchdowns or more per game. What made them such a strong outfit, you think?
Well, they do a lot of different things. They got a lot of different weapons, a lot of versatility on both sides of the ball, and they're really excited and they're ready to use any weapon they have.
Walker, you've got a couple of twin brothers on the squad.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And they're probably upset they're not sitting next to you this morning.
Yeah, I don't know how I got so lucky to be here, and yeah. I'll send their regards.
Well, do you have any other members of your family, any other boys coming along?
No, it's just us three.
And where do you hope to go to school next year? Your father, of course, is the former president of the University of Great Falls.
Well, we're talking about that right now, and we're just trying to figure out where we're going to go and what we're going to do.
I saw some Twitter stuff a couple weeks ago, Sarge, where one of Walker's brothers indicated he got in late in the game at quarterback and was trying to put some film together to send to Coach Kelly at Notre Dame. Is that true?
Yeah, I think he's working on that right now with our Coach Crawford.
That was
Crawford.
A Butte game, I think, yeah.
Wasn't yes,
it?
Sir.
Yeah, that was. Talk about Glacier. Obviously, I think one of the three of you sitting here, Carl, simply said we don't like them. I mean, there's some animosity here, isn't there?
Of course. Ever since I've played, they've knocked me out of the playoffs, my sophomore, and, of course, last year in the state championship game. They're well coached. They've been good these past couple of years, so everyone wants to knock off who's on top.
And definitely want to make sure we have a big crowd there. We want to have that home court advantage, don't we?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's good to have a tough game like this at home. We have a good fan base, and I'm excited to play.
Yeah. Lane, talk about the front. Obviously, you're one that is protected by those big guys up front. How are they doing for you?
You know, they've done a great job all year. Coming up to the Capital game, I haven't been sacked yet, so that's just a testament to how well they've blocked and done their assignments. You know, Capital was just real physical up front, and they're going to bounce back, and they're ready for whoever's going to come up the rest of the season.
You have Andrew Grindy in the backfield, you mentioned, and stuff.
Yes, sir.
That is a definite go-to, but you also got to make sure you can pass the ball and kind of open that up for him, don't you?
Yeah, as you can tell, the passing game's opened up a lot for Andrew and opened some running lanes. He doesn't need very big ones anyways, but when they get bigger, he just does works with the ball and scores. And, you know, he's Andrew Grindy, and everybody's watched for the past couple of years, and what he does with the ball is amazing. He turns, you know, he gets stuff in line, turns it into a five-yard run, and I just sit back in amazement each play. I don't know how the kid does it, but...
Yeah.
It's cool to watch.
Now, did you play last year against Glacier? I don't remember.
No,
you did.
No, I did not. I played on the sophomore team last year. I sat the state chipper game but didn't play.
Yeah, and that's the thing. As a junior, this is going to be a big game for you, and those seniors are really relying on you, aren't they?
Yeah, it's exciting, and I hope I can make everybody proud and we'll have a good game.
Yeah. Walker, talk about a little bit that game. I mean, there's got to be a little bit of we got to go get her done.
Yeah,
we're kind of at the part of the season where we're thinking playoffs already, aren't we?
Yeah, every game from this point on is really important, and we are sitting right now with a big chip on our shoulders trying to get after Glacier.
Yeah, you want to make sure you take care of that, obviously, on the offensive end, and maybe even talk a little bit about your defense because they will have their hands full here this weekend.
Yep, Glacier's got a big running back in Thomas Trefney, who played last year, and he's probably their biggest guy right now that can do a lot of things.
Now, you go through this weekend, Friday night, of course, and I know how it is. We always go one game at a time, but let's look forward to next week. You got another tough game there coming out of Billings, right?
Yep. Billings Senior right now, they're undefeated, and they are the team to beat this year.
Yeah. What makes them so good?
They're just very versatile. They got two receivers in Tiger Fry and Gabe Sulcer, and their quarterback can do a lot of different things.
You know, Carl, I want to ask you, we talked about Kalispell Glacier, and folks don't like them because they're always on top, but, you know, the Rustler program is very, very similar, and I'm sure with 13 state championships, I think second only probably to Butte High in Montana history. I'm not positive about that, but when Rustlers go on the road, everybody's kind of pointing at them. Do you sense that, too, when you're playing anybody, that they get up for the Rustlers?
Yeah, of course we sense that. We kind of sense that in their home crowd, but that's nothing to, you know, be disappointed about. We want to be on top, and we're proud that we're looked forward to as a top dog.
What style of defense will Glacier play? Are they basic four-man front?
Yeah, they're a four-man front. They take a lot of risks, so they blitz a lot. They leave the open pretty wide open, but hopefully they don't have just such a good plan for us, so hopefully we put up some points this week.
I'm sure it's important to get off to a good start.
Yes, sir. We came out flat last week, and so hopefully the guys up front, receivers, and Lane Jensen, we all have a good game and get a win this week.
Well, it's got to be fun. You're looking forward to Friday Night Lights here in Memorial Stadium. There's not a better place to play. It's tough up there in Kalispell, though, isn't it?
Tough up there in Kalispell. They have a really rough field, but nothing's better than playing at home. Everyone's dreaming about playing at Memorial Stadium on Friday night.
Carl, do you know any of those players personally that play on Glacier's team? Not really?
I don't really, so no. No, sir.
Of course, Carl's a basketball starter here for the Rustlers, too. I thought maybe he'd run up against some of those guys.
No, sir.
Well, several of them from last year's team went to Montana State, Sarge. I think the quarterback, McChesney, and they've got a starting Devin Jeffries is now starting on the defensive line for the Bobcats. They sent a lot of guys to colleges from last year's team.
Well, and I was going to talk to you about being down there in Bozeman. Obviously, you guys got to be right on the sidelines and check out that. That's where you're headed next year. Talk about that a little bit because it's got to be exciting to see that fan base go in there. I remember back in the day when the Bobcats, if they had 3,000 or 4,000 people there, that was a big crowd. Now we're talking 19,000, you know, and stuff. Talk about your experience there when I saw you down there.
Yes, sir. I love it there so much. The coaches are just so good to me, and even the fan base there's like, oh, how's it going? We're excited for you to come down here, and it's just the atmosphere there is just unbelievable. It's indescribable.
Mm-hmm. Lane, next year, you got plans yet lined up?
Yeah, playing football.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not sure where yet, or?
Well, I'm a junior, so I'll be playing for Sam next year.
That's
so.
What I mean. Next year you're going
to... Oh, after that? No, I'm just, you know, take what I got. I play baseball, and I throw the jab, too. So, you know, if I get any opportunity in any of those sports, I'll definitely take it. So,
yeah.
Lane, I want to ask you about the passing game this week. Carl alluded to a lot of blitzing by Glacier. Does that mean you're going to have to get that ball out quick? Does that mean you hit him with little slants, with screens? Give us a little bit of a game plan.
Yeah, we've been going away how much they blitz. That's going to leave the middle wide open, so hopefully we can get some check down routes and give the ball to the guys in space, and they can do work with it. So, yeah, we're going to have to get it out quick, but if our line can get through that blitz, even give it to Andrew when they're blitzing, if he gets to that second level, if the field wide open, most free safeties don't stand a chance. So.
Yeah, he's tough, so yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Plans for homecoming? You got some stuff coming up, but otherwise it's time to start thinking about the football game, isn't it?
Yeah, we got the parade tomorrow, and after that it's game time, so get our heads screwed on straight.
All right, sounds good. Anything else, Carl? Or?
Go Rustlers.
There you go. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. They're pretty confident. I like that. We wish them the very best of luck, of course. It'll be a couple of tough games coming up here. So.
Yeah, thanks, fellas, for joining us. I tell you what, Stars are all dressed up. They're looking sharp. They're ready to go, and the whole town will be proud of these guys.
There's a lot to be said about that, and we do appreciate Lane Jensen, Carl Tucker II, and Walker McAllister joining us here on Sports Talk. We're going to head to Conrad, Montana. That's coming up in just a little bit. Also, we've got those market reports coming up as well. Hey, stick around. Sports Talk, Scott Manch, Jim Sargent on 560 KMON. Sarge with you. I want to say thank you to Spectrum Commodities as they'll take a look at our opening market report coming up in just a couple of moments. Yesterday was an interesting day. What wheat gained on Tuesday seemed to lose on Wednesday. They lost as much as 9.5 cents, that is. For December delivery, it was down that 9.5 at 5.16¾. It looks like they continue to keep an eye on the weather in the forecast for the Black.
Good morning.
Good morning. Find the right button. Too many things going on this morning.
So. Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
That's right. How are you going to do it? Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? What? 27. Oh, I see. Okay. So, all right, kiddo, we got 10 seconds.
Okay.
So it was 73.82. Let's take a look at our opening market report. Good time to check in and see what's going on with Spectrum Commodities. Louise Gardner joins us on 560 KMON.
Good morning. Grain markets lower across the complex. December Kansas City down 3¾ at 5.04¼. March down 3¾ at 5.18½. July's down 4 at 5.38¾. Minneapolis D's down 1 at 5.31¾. March down 0.5 at 5.44. May down 1.5 at 5.52. Chicago D's down 4¾ at 5.12. March down 4¼ at 5.19½. July's down 4.5 at 5.27¼. November soybeans down 7.5 at 8.83½. Meal down $2 at 304.50. Bean oil down 28 to 28.34. D's corn down 4 at 3.91¾. October live cattle are down 62 at 128.72. D's down 70 at 135.45. Feb's down 70 at 136.97. Excuse me. October feeders down 62 at 184.32. November down 90 at 180.32. Jan's down 127 at 175 even. October hogs up 15 at 73.97. December down 35 at 65.65. Cocoa's down 21 at 30.58. Sugar's down 7 at 13.91. Cotton up 11 at 62.17. Coffee up 135 at 127.40. Orange juice up 20 at 108.90. November crude oil is up 57 at 48.37. Heating oil up 42 at 158.38. Gasoline up 42 at 139.42. Natural gas up 4 at 251. The dollar index is down 6 at 95.51, Canadian up 2 at 76.56, the yen is up 2 at 83.47, the euro up 16 at 112.79. Bonds are down 1 at 157.20, T-notes down 3 at 128.22, silver is down 42 cents at 15.67, gold down 4.30 at 11.44.40, Dow futures down 8 at 16.805. Another look at wheat. These KC's down 3.5 at 5.04½. Minneapolis down 1¼ at 5.31½. Chicago's down 4.5 at 5.12¼. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. Thanks for listening. Have a nice morning.
Good morning. Ryan Perry here, Western Livestock Auction in Great Falls, with your daily market report. Yesterday on our all-class cattle auction sale, had 500 head of cattle, mostly cows and bulls on the offering yesterday. In fact, about 85-90% of the offering yesterday was way up cows and bulls. cow market fully steady. Maybe seeing a little strength on some classes of cows, seeing those butcher cows kind of from the upper 70s into the mid upper 80s. We did have some of those better ended cows, kind of those feeding type cows, black headed cows, kind of from the upper 80s all the way up into the upper 90s. Butcher bulls kind of topped out at 115 yesterday here in Great Falls. No real test on those feeder cattle here in town. Now, coming up in a couple days on Saturday, we do have our second advertised Saturday feeder special. We got near 1,000 or a little bit more feeder cattle on the books. Lots and lots of calves on the offering once again. Lots of calves with two rounds of shots. High-quality calves will be coming to town Saturday. We will start at 9 o'clock in the morning. If you'd like to take part, give us a call toll-free, 866-727-5401. And until tomorrow, everyone here at Western, we wish you a good day.
Hey, we're back. I'm Scott Manch with Jim Sargent, Sports Talk. We've got Mick Morris, head coach of the Conrad Cowboys, on the line. Good morning, Mick.
How you guys doing?
Really good, really good, Mick. The Cowboys playing that District 1B, very, very, very tough conference. And, Coach, tell me a little bit about the ball game last week. I know that Conrad came up on the short end of a 32-31 score with Shoto. What a classic game that must have been.
Yeah, I think it's probably a pretty typical 1B game week in, week out. Yeah, we ended up, you know, 1 point. We went for two to win it and didn't get it, and sometimes those things happen. The week before, we went for two and got it and won it, so kind of give and take away, I guess, at that point.
Boy, oh boy, back-to-back hard stoppers, Coach.
Yeah, they were. What little hair I had left is slowly fading away.
And, well, you get a breather this week, don't you?
Yeah, God, just, you know, Fairfield, number one team in the state, no biggie.
Well, I'm sure you
feel they're like... they're a solid team.
What do you think makes Fairfield so strong this season, Coach?
You know, I think, you know, every year I think the one thing Coach Myers done is, instead of, you know, it's not a question of if they have a great team, it's how good of a team. He's done a great job building the program for the last 20-odd years, but I think they have a lot of experience back. They have a lot of speed, and you know, I think they're able to beat you running the ball and throwing the ball, which I think in the past couple of years they haven't really had the option to do so.
The Cowboys are no slouch either, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about your strengths this year and mention some of the specific guys, Mick.
Yeah, you know, we lost a lot of guys off our semifinal team last year, but had a lot of kids step up this year. And, you know, I think offensively, Clark Judish kind of starts with him at quarterback, and I think he's pretty underrated. You know, not a lot of people know who he is, because it's his first year starting, but he's got a ton of potential, throws the ball really well, and I think one of the strengths we have is we can throw the ball as well. I think we're pretty balanced offensively, and I think that gives us a shot. And then I think defensively we got you know, a kid by the name of Hunter Mickey, who's a junior, who's been a starter since his freshman at linebacker, and he kind of sets the tone in the middle, and you know, we kind of feed off of him.
Well, you talk about graduation losses. Last year, Conrad got all the way to the state semifinals, lost a tough ball game to the eventual champion Townsend Bulldogs, and Shane Larson was your star quarterback a year ago. It was tough to replace him, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, he's as good as I've ever coached. And you know, you get a kid that you know, I think he had 1,800 yards rushing last year, and he had another, I think, 1,200 throwing, so... You know, it's tough to replace that kind of offense. And beyond that, I think the things that about Shane is he was such a competitor, and he didn't really care what happened in the game as long as we won. And, you know, from the leadership standpoint, it really hurt losing him. But, you know, we got a lot of kids that stepped up this year and have done a good job.
Mick, you had a very memorable playoff game last year up in Glasgow. What sticks out in your mind about that one?
Yeah, I mean, it was probably as an exciting a game as I've ever been a part of. You know, the thing that kind of sticks out in my mind is just the fact that, you know, they scored with about, I don't know, a minute and five left, and they were undefeated on the year, ranked one or two in the state. And, you know, our kids came over after giving up that touchdown, and I kind of looked at them, and, you know, there was no doubt in their minds that they were going to go on a drive there. And you don't always see that in kids, especially when you're on the road against a team that was picked to win to, you know, for our kids to even in that point with not much time left to believe that they were going to get it done. You know, I kind of looked at them, and I knew we had a good shot.
It's got to be rewarding for a head coach.
Yeah, it is. You know, you can do so much, but at the end of the day, you know, it's up to those kids if they want to battle and if they want to fight. And, you know, sometimes you have teams that do and sometimes you have teams that don't. And, you know, fortunately for us last year, we definitely did.
Well, Fairfield's 1-0 in the league, and there's three teams, including Conrad, that are 1-1. And what's it going to take to get into the playoffs? Tell us about the Class B playoff situation. Two teams from 1B advance, is that right, Coach?
Yeah, we get two teams from 1B, and then they have two wild cards. So, you know, seven different divisions, so 14 auto qualifiers in Class B, and then they have two wild card teams. And so we have something called a power ranking every week that comes out that basically takes into consideration your wins and then your strength of schedule and stuff like that. So this year, I believe the North and the West will share a wild card. So I think the last 4 years, the 1B's also gotten a wild card team in as well. Whether or not that happens again this year, I guess we'll see. But, you know, there's a good chance that for sure, too, and a good possibility we'll get three teams in.
Have the Cowboys beaten Fairfield recently, Mick?
You know, this is my third year, and not since I've been here. I'm not sure. I know that I want to say maybe 2006 was the last time, at least from what people have said around here. I know last year we beat Cup Bank. It was the first time we'd beaten Cup Bank since, like, 2002. So, yeah, it's been a little while, and we're due.
Well, what's going to have to go right for you to have success over there at Fairfield Friday night?
You know, I think we're going to have to hit some big plays on them, and that's one thing defensively that they've been able to stop. I mean, I think, you know, they haven't given up very many points, but if we can get some big plays on them early, and then defensively, if we can find a way to force some turnovers, you know, and you play a team like Fairfield, you got to get lucky. And so, you know, hopefully the ball can bounce our way a few times.
Well, Mick, I know you're not used to losing at all. You're the head softball coach there, too, and congratulations on that softball state championship a year ago also.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a fun year. We had a great team, and, yeah, it's, you know, when you have the talent that we did on our roster, it kind of makes my job pretty easy.
And you've got some pretty good players back, don't you, for that squad?
Yeah, obviously we got, you know, Tristan Achenbach, who, you know, I think coming back is probably the best in the state, regardless of classification. So anytime you got somebody on the bump, and especially in girls softball, you got a chance to win, which is exciting.
Mick, tell us about your background. I know you're from Butte, and what sports did you play back in the day?
Yeah, I grew up in Butte. I was a football, basketball, baseball player primarily. Did a little bit of track, and then about my sophomore year of high school, I decided we kind of had to choose, so I chose to play baseball. So, yeah, when I was younger, I wrestled a little bit, and then got to high school and decided to play basketball. So, yeah, I mean, growing up in Butte, and you know, kind of that mindset, and you know, very proud to be from there, and that's always home.
Butte High, right, Coach?
Yeah, I was from Butte High. Graduated in 2000, and you know, from a football standpoint, I think we ended up losing out to CMR. To be honest with you, I'm like a kind of a tailor. You know, back then they only took four teams, and I think us and CMR had the same record. I think we were both 7-3, and we didn't play each other that year, so it came down to Taylor points, and they ended up getting in over us. So,
Who are your buddies on that Butte High team that we would know?
You know, from that age, you know, there's a lot of wrestlers, kids like Tucker Downey. He was like a 2-3-time state champ wrestler. You know, Derek Ault was another good wrestler. Kind of a lot of kids, Ryan Mickelson. You know, we didn't have a lot of kids that went on to play college sports, which is kind of weird. You know, a couple of juniors, you know, Zach Euland and Jake Larson and kids like that were on that team as well. So we had a lot of talent, but.
I know Colt Anderson a little bit. I've interviewed him several times. Boy, I'm sure the whole community of Butte is proud of him.
Yeah, you know, Colt's older brother, Bo, is a good friend of mine. He was on that team and actually was my roommate in college. So I've known Colt a long time, grew up with him. His family and my family are good friends. So it's been a fun ride to watch him, you know, knowing him when he was 6 years old, to be able to watch him on TV now is pretty amazing. And, you know, I don't know if anybody from Butte saw it coming, but, you know, the one thing about Colt that, you know, you can't teach is the kid's got a nose for the football. And whether it was his first start at Montana or even you watch him right now, I don't know how he gets it done being the size he is against some of those guys, but he's able to find a football.
He's playing for Indianapolis, right, Mick?
Yeah, he's still with the Colts. It's his second year. You know, I talked to him a couple of years ago, and he said, I don't know how much longer I got, but he's, you know, he provides the service, and they're happy to have him. And, yeah, it's pretty awesome to watch him.
Well, he's a
we had another kid. We'll go ahead. Another one that kid that I played baseball with, Rob Johnson.
Sure.
Played with the Mariners for 4 years, and Then he went on to the Mets and then the
right.
Cardinals and the Padres. So, yeah, Butte's been pretty lucky the last, 15, 20 years is getting some quality athletes.
I think Colt Anderson is a special teams ace for the Colts. He'll be on TV tonight, won't he?
Yep, yeah, they play tonight, so hopefully they can get it going on the right track. I think they're 1-3 right now, but it sounds like Luck's not playing again, so that might hurt them.
Mick, we had a few of the CMR guys in the office here, and we interviewed them and talked about their big homecoming game on Friday against Kalispell Glacier, and we talked to them a little bit about nobody likes Glacier these days because Glacier won so handily last year, beat everybody so badly, and of course CMR has always been the team with the that everybody's been shooting for. What was it like playing against those wrestlers back when you were in high school?
When I was in high school, we never actually played them.
I see.
And I think my sophomore year was the only time we played them. And I don't know why, it was a weird schedule that year, and I don't know how the AA did it back then. But, yeah, it was my freshman year we played them. I think we lost in overtime to them. But, yeah, never had to play them. I got the opportunity, or had to play, I guess is one way to look at it. But, yeah, what an amazing program they have. And, we always played Great Falls High and stuff, and they were always pretty solid. They had the Blewett kids. And, knowing, being around the Achenbach family and getting to know Dale Pauly pretty well the last couple of years, you can see why, when he was in charge, why they had some success.
Well, Mick, Sarge and I have been around a while and have followed Golden Triangle Sports real closely in District 1B and 2B. They've been fantastic leagues for a long time. I'm thinking you probably didn't know much about District 1B, but what would you just say about being a part of it now?
Yeah, it's like, growing up a double-A kid and not really paying much attention, didn't really know much about it. And, I think I've seen more of the state the last 3 years here in Conrad than I did the first, 30 growing up here. But, it's just a lot, and there's a lot of pride in it. And, I think what a lot of people don't know around the state is from an enrollment standpoint, we're the lowest enrollment too. We don't have a school over, 200 kids. Fairfield and Shoto both are playing up their Class C enrollment. So, there's a lot of pride in it. And I think it starts from the communities, and the communities take so much pride in their sports programs, and not just football, it's everything, basketball. Every year it seems like somebody from 1B or 2B is playing in the state championship. So, it's a good thing up here, and it's fun to coach in a community and live in a community that puts such a value on it.
And I was going to say that too, Mick, is just simply the fact that you coming from Butte, that they really follow their teams there. You come up here on the High Line or the Golden Triangle, they do pretty much back their teams here again, don't they?
Yeah, it is, and before this I spent 7 years down in Nampa, Idaho, just outside of Boise and stuff, and so, living in that, a community like that, it was a lot, Nampa is the second largest city in Idaho that most people have never heard of. It's 90,000 people, but, you go to a high school game, and we were a town of 90,000 people, and we might be lucky to get, 1,000 people at a big game, and, you come up here to a town of 2,500, and, you got three-quarters of the town at your game, so it's definitely a change, and it's good to get back home.
It is nice. Mick, we appreciate the fact you spent some time with us. Good luck this weekend. We'll follow you through the season.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mick.
Mick Morris, Conrad coach there, the head football coach there, does softball and does a lot. And I think that's the thing that when you talk about it, Scott, is not only the kids have to play all the sports to make sure you have enough numbers to play, coaches have to do two or three different sports, don't they? They have to coach different sports that are in those smaller communities.
Yeah, so. They're definitely busy. They're definitely busy. And it sure sounds like Mick is enjoying his time in Conrad. As we know, it's a great place to live. And I'll tell you what, the Cowboys are a very, very respectable football team. Of course, they've had great wrestling teams over the years.
Yes.
And now girls softball. And I expect them to be right in the hunt for the state championship again next year.
They will be taking on Fairfield, as you mentioned, coming up this weekend. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date on that. CMR, of course, has their homecoming game Friday night. We'll be giving you the coverage on that as well. And we do invite you to make sure you check it out in the Tribune. And, of course, you have your athletes of the weekend there. And, of course, your top 25 picks as well.
Top 25. Fairfield's number one in the heap in Class B. And we've got Billings Senior number one in AA. And each week we're listing the top five teams as we perceive them in each five prep classifications. We're calling it the Trib Top 25, and yep, we're proud of it. We're watching it closely, Sarge.
All right, that is going to do it for Sports Talk for us today. I want to say thank you to Amy Sanders out of Chicago, as the Cubs, of course, are going to be playing there in the postseason. I want to say thank you to the CM Rustler football players, Lane Jensen, Carl Tucker II, and Walker McAllister coming in, and, of course, Mick Morris, the head coach for Conrad. For Scott Manch, I'm Jim Sargent. It's Sports Talk on 560 KMON.
Culture is the engine that drives Montana's economy. Farmers and ranchers put food on our tables and preserve the land for the next generation. Hi, I'm Tom Bleskin. At Bleskin Motors, we'd like to thank the men and women who work hard to make our lives better. Your efforts feed America and make Montanans proud. Join us.